Hey, thank you for spending part of your Thursday with us here at the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Hey, everybody. Coming up, hey, we know tomorrow starts a long weekend for a lot of people, which means a Friday matinee could be in your future. Our movie reviewer, Daniel Holloway, will be here in just a minute to help guide us through. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Allison, thanks, and good morning, everyone. Palestinian officials say Israeli troops killed a Palestinian farmer in Gaza today. In a separate incident, two Palestinian militants were killed in an explosion. The Israeli army says it was not involved. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian medical officials said the 65-year-old farmer was killed while he was riding on a donkey in his field near the central Gaza town of Khan Yunis. An Israeli army spokesman said the army is investigating. In a separate incident, two Hamas gunmen were killed in an explosion at a training camp in Gaza City. Hamas said they died after an Israeli airstrike, but an army spokesman said the army was not involved. He said the men apparently died when ammunition at the base exploded. Egyptian officials are continuing to mediate a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, although the level of violence has already dropped sharply in recent days. Israel also imposed a complete closure on the West Bank and Gaza for a Jewish holiday which begins tonight.
That was NPR's Linda Gradstein. Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton failed to nudge Michigan lawmakers Wednesday into holding a do-over primary. The National Democratic Party stripped Michigan of its convention delegates for holding this year's vote too early. Senator Clinton backs a plan for a new state-run vote on June 3rd. That plan will likely get its last chance today before lawmakers take their spring recess. Flooding across much of the central United States has been blamed for at least 13 deaths and forced the evacuation of hundreds of people. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Kansas City.
Heavy rains dumped as much as a foot of water in parts of the Midwest, flooding roadways and stranding motorists. Flash flood warnings have been issued from Texas up to Illinois and east as far as Pennsylvania. In parts of eastern Missouri, several rivers rose 10 to 15 feet above flood stage. Rising waters led to evacuations in low-lying areas throughout the region. In Texas, rescue workers continued to search for a boy swept away by a swollen creek east of Dallas. In Missouri, emergency personnel have been looking for a man reportedly swept away there. As the storm system slowly moves east, waters in many rivers are expected to continue to rise. The Ohio River in Cincinnati is projected to crest at almost 2 feet above flood stage on Friday.
That was NPR's Jason Bobian. And Starbucks is promising to get its mojo back with a rapid return to its roots. It's all about the coffee. That's what Starbucks chief Howard Schultz told workers and shareholders at the chain's annual meeting in Seattle yesterday. Back in February, Starbucks announced it would slash 600 jobs and close 100 underperforming stores in the United States. Now Schultz says Starbucks will install new espresso machines, introduce a new coffee blend, and offer its card customers free refills on drip coffee and free syrups in specialty drinks. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.